Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
The Fukuoka Marathon will once again be held this year on November 9th. Runners from Japan and around the world will take on a scenic and dynamic 42.195-kilometer course stretching from Tenjin and Chuo Ward to Itoshima, blending urban energy with natural beauty. To support this event, the organizers are currently recruiting 3,500 volunteers. The encouragement and support of volunteers are a powerful source of motivation for the approximately 15,000 runners taking part. Volunteer activities include registration, course setup, baggage check services, aid stations, guidance and direction, and language support for international participants. Volunteers can choose to participate on one or more days from November 6th to 9th. Individual volunteers must be 15 years or older, excluding junior high school students, and group or organizational participation is also welcome. To participate, volunteers must be able to read and write in Japanese and attend a mandatory orientation session, either online or in person, in advance. Whether you're a returning volunteer or joining for the first time, everyone is welcome to be part of the excitement and help make the event a success. In addition, volunteers will have a chance to receive a guaranteed race entry spot in the next Fukuoka Marathon through the Volunteer Entry Program. For more details and to apply, please visit the official Fukuoka Marathon website.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. In Japan, all residents are required to enroll in a public health insurance system so that they can receive medical treatment at a low cost and with peace of mind when they're sick or injured. If you are permitted to stay in Japan for more than 3 months and are not enrolled in employee health insurance through a company, you are required to join the National Health Insurance. You must complete the procedures at the ward office of the area where you live. If you are enrolled in Fukuoka City National Health Insurance, you're required to pay insurance premiums. These premiums are an important source of funding used to cover medical expenses for everyone. The premium amount for the period April 2025 to March 2026 was determined based on your income from the previous year, and notification letters were sent in mid-June in blue envelopes to those who need to pay. Please be sure to open the envelope and check the amount listed. Be sure to pay your premiums by the due date. If you do not pay your insurance premiums, the city may investigate your assets and seize your savings or salary, so please be aware of this. If there's anything you do not understand, you can get help in 23 languages by phone. The phone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that's 092-753-6113. You will first be connected to the interpreting center and then to your ward office. Please tell the interpreter your ward and that you are calling about National Health Insurance. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.